Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening, people? This is The Diary, and this is your host, Stacey Felicia Johnson, and I am walking around the lovely Starbucks on lovely Crenshaw. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Hendrix say, don't be telling people where you at. Well, this is where I'm doing the show today. And I thank you for joining me, everybody that's listening. Keep listening because, you know, I feel like I put my I'm failing my parents if I don't do what I do at the cost of everything that it's worth. Because today we're going to talk about the symbols of black power, and this Starbucks being one, because there are the fanciest Negroes on the face of the earth come through this Starbucks. And I've had three altercations this week at this Starbucks with Africans and crazy people, and I think it's about time that I stop coming here. And today we're going to talk about the symbols of power. Now, I want to thank God, first of all, for everything, for power that I know that I do have. And the power to change my life on a daily basis. I got power, and so do you, to change your life every single second of the day. And if you don't use that power, you're not using the thing that Jesus died to give you. Power is not found in any church. Power is found in your human imagination. Power is found within your soul. And if you don't search and understand and learn about those things before you die, you failed yourself, and you have also failed God. So, we're going to talk about the symbols of power for black people, because for my people, unfortunately, when we see fancy cars and we see fancy clothes and we see all of that old shit that really don't mean anything, because anything that can deteriorate ain't true, ain't real. So anything that can deteriorate, whether it's a car, some clothes, all of that shit ain't real. And we base our lives and our existence and who we are on a bunch of bullshit that ain't real. So I was sitting today in the McDonald's in the middle of the hood, getting some coffee, enjoying my neighborhood, because the only way to solve any problem is to be down there in the problem. Enough of us affluent black people ain't sitting in the problem. We ride through the problem. We talk about the problem. But we don't really sit and watch and look and see how we can solve the problem. I was talking to my boy Hendrick today. Hendrick, do you ever see any Asian bums? It's not because they're the smartest of all people, so their people don't become bums. It's because they live on a philosophy, okay, that's a tradition for their culture for thousands and thousands of years, and they teach that tradition to their children. They live it. They practice it. So whether they are bankers or they are landscapers, they're the best at what they do, and they make money and they take care of their families. That's a lesson we can learn. I don't even want to learn from the Mexicans. I want to learn from the Asians, because I've seen a Mexican bum. I've seen a black bum. I've seen a white bum. But I ain't never, ever, is that my boy? Oh, you right, nice. But I ain't never, look, symbol of black power. But he got money, and he's out there trying to help people, and that's my boy. So I don't even know what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, I've seen every race of bum. But I ain't never seen an Asian bum. That's a lesson we all can learn as a community, especially as a black community. You know, so the symbols of power, that's all we're interested in as a people. So I'm sitting through the hood at the McDonald's, two or three people, you know, broke down old people like in their 60s and shit, where they should be like rocking with their grandkids and stuff like that. But they old, walking through McDonald's begging and shit, looking all fucked up. Hey, how are you? I'm doing my radio show. I do a radio show from 1 to 1:30, and I'm doing it here. Oh, my God, your car is so nice, but it should be, because, and that's us, the topic of.
Hey, Claire.
What class are we talking about?
We're talking about the songwriting class. Call me for the location. Fingers.
Thank you. Somebody was retarded, and I think it was me. We are at this damn Starbucks. I think my boy hung up my phone. I'm advertising his shit, and he done hung up my phone. I don't know how Block Talk is going to play this out because we were rolling. We've been rolling. I've been talking, and can nobody hear shit I was saying? So we're going to try to put it in a nutshell, symbols of power. Black people, okay, I'm going to do a real call. Symbols of power for black people, cars, jewelry, homes and bullshit. Real power is the ability to change your community. So what we gonna focus on is the ability that we have inside as people that we know, that we know we people of God. So we gonna step out in the power that God gives us, and we gonna call people on the carpet that supposedly have the power of the black church. That's another symbol of power that don't do shit. It's just like a car. It don't do shit. It just sit there. And it's open at its own opportunity and when it serves itself, but it ain't open for the people. You know what I mean? So what we're going to do, and I thought I was saying this before, I don't know how Block Talk is going to do this because I was on the computer but not on the phone. Am I on the phone now? Yes, I'm on the phone now. So, so what we're going to do, we're going to have a nice little picket. We're going to start with these churches down Crenshaw. And what we're going to do is at the busiest time on Sunday, two of us, three of us, however many, and we're asking for volunteers. We just go ask them, why aren't you open during the week? Why aren't you open during the week? Why are you only open on Sunday? However you want to write the words on your sign. But that's going to be my sign. I'm going to send out some press releases, and we're going to start to examine for answers. Because, again, there are no Asian bums. Have you ever seen an Asian bum? No, because they believe as a culture of people, as a people, on a certain philosophy that they've focused on for thousands of years. They teach it to their children. That's why Tiger Woods was able to be. Tiger Woods ain't an average Negro. If he was born over here off 48th and Western with some average Negro parents, he wouldn't be Tiger Woods. There's this Italian guy that really likes me in Starbucks, and he is just staring his ass off. Do you like white men? You know what? No. Okay, so here we go. Let's see if my boy's here. Let's try to put him in and let him finish up with his fire because he's going to be with me at the church. And we're going to do what we need to do. We're going inside, back inside the den, and hopefully he's called. And let's see. No, he hasn't. Are we on the air? Yes, we're on the air. Okay, so we just going to finish it up because he's not here. He probably didn't think we were on because we messed up. So the symbols of power, the cars, maybe a little bit of money, the clothes, the fancy outings, but nothing really, really, really substantial to help the community. And the McDonald's, crackheads on the inside, people with Mercedes, BMWs, Cadillacs, on the outside, never doing anything to help the people. And we owe it to our people that died for us in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s. And I went and I watched Lincoln last night. That was really good. There were some righteous white folks. I mean, I love watching that movie. If it, you know, Steven Spielberg, he's okay. You can kind of trust what he puts out there. And it was a nice thing to watch. We should go watch that. We should go watch it because that was that too. You know, we can't forget where we come from. That's who we were, where we came from. And what are we today? You know, we should be the strongest, most effective, most affluent race of people, and we're not. And collectively, we are not. Most of our men are in prison, single moms struggling by themselves as if, you know, that's the thing to do, and as if they don't deserve any help. There's single dads out there like Kendrick not getting help. Oh. And then, you know what? People do not know politeness when you're driving. I'm to the point where, yeah, I'm going to come to L.A. and do my business, that at my pleasure, I ain't doing here because I'm going to end up hurting somebody. Because it's just a jungle where people are so self-centered and don't understand what's real. And they get no help from the government, from family members. And I'm talking about black people. I'm just talking about my black people. And we owe it to, I feel like I failed my mother and father, so I don't try to do something to make this better. So let me see if my boy has called. And if not, I'm just going to keep rambling on. But we need volunteers to join us right down the street on my birthday next Sunday to picket. And we'll just start there. You know, it just starts with doing what you can do. And that's that much I can do. We're back in the jungle. Let's see if my boy's called. We really had some technical difficulties today. We really did. And no, he is not. All right. So we'll assume that he's not. I'm going to take another break and find out where the hell he's at. This is the diary, and we'll be right back. Today, and I do apologize, and we will be on tomorrow at 8 p.m. to do what we were supposed to do today. But I'm just going to continue on sitting here in the lovely Starbucks on lovely Crenshaw and Coliseum, where just want to go over some things and make sure we got some things as clear and let me just share a little story that I must share as far as the symbols of power and power, individual power. Not even collectively. I mean, in order to have collective power, you have to have individual power. It all adds up. And it kind of showed me collectively as black people. And black nationalism, I think, is something that we need to bring back. You know, have a pride of being black as a nation of people as far as individuals, you know? Now, this week, I mean, I was given a Bible, and I think I talked about it when I was in Camarillo. The mayor signed me a Bible, and I'm talking a little baby Bible that I carry around with me, talking to this woman about Jesus at Starbucks, pulled out my Bible to go over Psalm 91, and do you know that she stole my Bible? By the end of the day, it wasn't there, blah, 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 long story short, everything in my spirit told me, the woman you showed that Bible to stole it when she walked. And she got up and she left. And so that messed with me for about 12 hours or so. And I feel personally, as a person with what I've gone through, I have an enormous connection to my Creator. I know that my Creator lives within me. And I know that there is just about anything I want, I can create through feelings that I have, through my prayer, through my meditation. I know that I can create, and I know that God hears me. When I, in the good times, I make sure He hears me. In the bad times, I certainly make sure He hears me. And I think He felt my aching heart for losing that Bible. And not so much losing it, but somebody stealing a gift that was given to me at a very important time in my life. Lo and behold, I said, well, I know I'll see her again. Was it 48 hours? She walks in, tries to front, saying she's giving me something else. I said, well, could you give me back my Bible? And then played it off and basically tried to front me that she didn't steal. Well, you borrowed it, so can I just give it back? And I was so relieved to get back my Bible. That's power. That's power. And that's not the only thing that I've done in that way. But it's not that I'm any different from anybody else in America. It's not that I'm any different from any black person that's walking, that's suffering, that needs anything, whether you need your Bible back because it's just something that was very important that you never thought that somebody would steal, or you need to eat tomorrow, or you need your rent today. The power that you have within you to create those things are there, and they're given to you freely by your Creator. And we need to stop looking outside of ourselves for the things that we need. We need to focus on the God that is within you. Everything in the Bible says that Christ, God, lives within you. Prayer is your asking the within you to grant what you need. Visualize what you need. Have the feeling. Call those things that be not as though they are means that you call your feelings into agreement with your thoughts. If you think you want a thing, you call your feelings into what you're thinking. And God will hear you. That is His job, to hear you, because you are Him. We're made in His likeness and His image. So as a people, as black people, as people that come from Africa, descendants of Africa, the oldest, the motherland, there's something really twisted and wrong about us not acting like God. There's something twisted and wrong about us as black people that we don't reach out to our own. There's something twisted and wrong about that we are the people of the motherland, but we are so happy letting our own people starve, letting our children starve, being raised in fucked up circumstances. We don't have a problem with that. Something's twisted and wrong about that. And every 40, 50 years, God brings a leader to bring people into agreement with what He wants. And I pray that I am that one, you know, because I do it in my family. I can do it in my black family. I can do it in my black nation. Respect yourself. Respect your black people. Understand that we as God's people, it is our duty and our right to act like God in our neighborhoods, in our homes, and on the motorcycle. This is the diary where we love you. Don't ever forget that. Share your love. Share your peace. Share goodness with God's people. Black people are God's people. We have to begin to act and walk and talk like God. And I'm opening up the door for everybody, like God. Oh. And now I got to go in the shop. I'm back in the jungle. I got 10 seconds. This is the diary. Tomorrow at 8, it'll be Hendrick and I finishing up where we started. We love you. Love your family, love yourself.